a dream.
Wednesday had a few nightmares. Just...
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, hey, hey.
It's your favorite girls, Brittany Kristen.
And Ish the motherfucking Exec. I'm sorry for cussing on the first.
Are we popping off like that? We coming back like that? Can we take a toast first?
A toast to you.
And a toast to me. Shout out to Her Wine. Mm-hmm. We love you as always. Welcome back to Nightmare Radio Show, season 6. If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. We've been gone for a minute, but we back with a jump off. What's a given, girl? How you feeling? It's been a long time.
Y'all, shit. I wasn't ready today.
Cue the Sam Cooke.
I was not ready today. I was not. But we here.
We here. I'm good. I'm living a good life after coming off of
I like being on hiatus and playing with y'all and saying, oh, we gonna be back here then, and we gonna be back then. But we wasn't really gonna be back.
I mean, we was always
like playing with y'all.
We was always gonna come back. You know, that was never a thing. But you know what? We really needed to take time for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We spent our time wisely. We learned lessons. We grew. We established boundaries. And we back with the jump off.
Yeah. And shit.
Yes.
So, welcome to Nightmare Radio, bitches. I'm sorry that y'all had to sit back and watch all those other shows and miss us. But we're here.
Yes.
So you better be tuned the f*** in.
Oh, did you bleep yourself out?
I did, because I can't get to that part of the board today.
Oh, yeah,
there it go.
We working with a board.
Here we go.
Upgrade.
Tune the f*** in.
There we
all
go.
All right? Tune the f*** in.
She's a trip.
Tune the f*** in.
Before we get started, we've got a great show packed for you. In fact, we've got a great season packed for you, and we're excited to be back on the mic. But we want to give a shout out to Women in Radio.
Where's the check?
The check is at the crib.
See,
because where were we gonna pull the check out of?
The back of here! The check goes everywhere we go.
You're right, you know what?
We done took her out to eat.
We done took the check out to eat. We appreciate Women in Radio.
Yes, we do.
What an outstanding, amazing network of women that are working in the industry, in radio and podcasting, all across the nation, in the top markets. And your favorite girls were actually selected this past year as grant recipients at this year's annual Women in Radio conference. So again, we're very appreciative. This episode is brought to you in part by Women in Radio, for sure.
And also, shout out to, first of all, shout out to Teacup. Just shout out to Teacup, just because. But shout out to her because she actually put me on this platform called skiesthelimit.org.
Yes.
And it is basically like a mentoring platform for different entrepreneurs at whatever level of entrepreneurship that you're on. So you can go on there, you can network with other people across the globe, you know, just getting mentoring advice. But the great thing about that platform is that they have opportunities for you to win grants.
Yes.
And I was able to win a $2,500 grant. So shout out to Sky's the Limit as well.
And I would just like to interject and shout out to Ish, because what had happened was Ish had to run up in there and regulate with Sky's the Limit, but we got these people together because people was trying to play with us.
Well, let's not say that. Not Sky's the Limit, but it was hard because you had to have like a certain number of points or votes or something in order to win. So me and my mentor, Lauren Bates, shout out to you, she was like, girl, you got this. Go ahead and put your points in. So I was doing that. But somebody else was going in there putting gibberish in. And like, we was battling literally at the 12th hour. And
facts against gibberish.
And I'm watching him just put in bullshit. But sorry, y'all. It's new, y'all. Shit. Hold on.
Oh, Lord. Long story short,
I got the coin.
Yes.
And now we got these nice mics, nice boards.
Period.
And all type of
beautiful
stuff.
Beautiful set. Y'all like it?
We like it.
Okay, heard.
Now we got a live audience. Shout out to the live audience.
Shout out to the production crew.
Shout out to the production crew for holding us down.
We appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Yes, we really do. But with all of that being said, let's get into episode 96. And we still 4 episodes away from 100.
That's right.
And it's still on the way.
Yes.
But right now we're going to kick off episode 96 with Can I Get a Refill?
Can I Get a Refill?
Ooh. Because at the end of the day, you cannot pour from an empty cup.
That's right. That's right. And one of my favorite sayings, been saying this since the Boss Night End days, if you know, you know. Bro, people build broke businesses. And we don't want broke businesses. So let's get right into it. Before we get a refill, can we get a toast?
I was trying to get into it and then toast.
Girl, toast. We're going to toast a few times in this thing.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first things first. Hopping into it, you know how we like to do with the culture list. We're doing a little different this time because we got some really good things that we want to talk about. So we want to get straight to that. But this is May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. This time last month, we were working with Her Wine on our weekly wine, our monthly wine down conversations. We did a really, really outstanding mental health awareness session. And we got a chance to hear from men regarding their mental health. We got a chance to hear from mental health practitioners. We actually had a psychiatrist, a therapist on our panel and discussed some things. And now a year later, we done lived and experienced some things. And girl, what's the giving?
What you mean?
Mental health, as far as your check-in.
Queen, I mean, check-in. Honestly, like, this whole 10-month hiatus, it was really... Honestly, it was hard for me, you know what I'm saying? And I saw this, one of my old college buddies post something the other day, like, we put too much emphasis on the furnace and not the fact that we got out the furnace. Hello. So I'm not going to talk about everything that went on in the furnace. Just know that I'm here and it's a living testimony. However, just know that also that my mental health was, like, tried in between that time of, you know, of the hiatus.
Yeah, so mine as well, by the way.
I really had to, like, tap in with myself and learn myself and love myself and learn how to love myself again just so that I can keep my mental on a straight and narrow for sure during that time. But, you know, just like just being a new mom, and I'm not a new mom because my kid's going to be 10 next
year. I was just about to say, who is a new mom on this couch, girl?
Ain't nobody new, but...
we about to hit 6 years on the 14th.
Hello. But I was just saying, like, becoming a mom to me allows you to lose yourself.
That's relatable.
And, like, you could just, you know, you're living for not only yourself, but you're living for
your family.
Your family and your kids.
Yeah.
And it's easy to, like, not be your true self when you're having to live for other people.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and this is going left, but I just feel like for some time I have not been, like, my true older self.
You haven't elevated into the version...
That I want, not even like elevated in the version that I wanted to be. Like, I lost some of myself.
Yeah.
Like, becoming a mom, you lose some of yourself. Like, making sure your hair done, making sure your nails done, making sure your outfit's clean, making sure you take a bath. Like, let's keep it a buck.
You know what? Like, for me, like, I went through that too. I went through, you know, my journey to motherhood was a lot different. And I entered this thing by myself. And I'm still, you know, thriving essentially by myself. And my journey to motherhood really, like, my pregnancy journey alone was truly like a death to my old self. But what I'm learning and understanding that God is not going to remove anything without replacing it with something better. And so the 6-year journey that it's been so far, and this is something, like Michelle says, it's like constantly becoming, because we get to a new level in motherhood, we get to a new level in our womanhood, and, you know, new levels bring new struggles, new challenges. But what I'm learning is, as I evolve, I take the lessons learned from the previous, you know, from the previous stage and apply, you know, the lessons to the new situations or the takeaways from the new situations. So, like, when I was first a new mom, like, I had to, not only did I lose myself, but to be honest, like, a portion of self-love for myself had diminished because of the circumstance, you know? And so there was a period of maybe 3.5 years or so where it took me to relearn to love myself. And in that time, I changed my hair. I established a new look. I took investment in my self-care. And then, you know, at a new level of motherhood, now my baby is not a baby no more.
Right.
And so this level requires, you're living in this level. you know, this level of active children, six, mm-hmm. 8, 9 year olds, you know, requires a different type of like presence.
Exactly.
And your schedule ain't your schedule no more.
Exactly. But I said all that to say that, you know, becoming a mom so young, so of course they about to be 10, but of course I became a mom in like straight out of college. Mm-hmm. No job, just kids.
Baby vibes.
Baking, right? But anybody who knows me knows that the dream chase has been going before these kids here.
That's right.
So I'm always chasing my dreams. I'm always trying to make my dreams reality, even with the kids.
And you know what? The kids, at least for me, the kid, like, it had always been I've always been fast track on the dreams. And I'll be honest and say that sometimes the track goes a little bit slower. But at the time that I had conceived and got pregnant, the track was going a little bit slower. But once I got over the fact that I was pregnant, then I was like, hold on, wait a minute. You about to become somebody's mommy and you still got some things left undone. You know, you still got some fire, some fight in you. So the dreams, the baby for me, like, reignited the dreams, because not only am I doing this for myself, but when my baby asks me, mommy, what'd you want to be when you grew up? I'm gonna tell her I'm living it, or you saw me work my hardest to get through it.
Right.
You know?
So like, okay, so let's talk about it. Pouring from an empty cup, an honest conversation about burnout and hustle culture.
Woo! Let's get in.
So, of course, like I said, being a mom, now the hustle is times two.
Mm-hmm. That's times four for you, because you got two.
Right. So we going in every year, nonstop. We hustling. We making a way out of no way. We doing everything we got to do. You know what I'm saying? So what to you is hustle culture? What is hustle culture?
So I took this from entrepreneur.com, because, you know, I'm a researcher, a journalist.
And some of y'all,
a journalist.
The nerve of y'all to be coming for Jock, talking about
Don't do Jock like that.
Jock got more than one hit. Now, if we go back to shit that happened in the past 10 months, just know that's because we ain't covered it.
Exactly.
But how, the nerve of y'all to talk about Jock and his one hit.
Do not come for Jock, because it's always going
to
go down.
Shout out to Jock.
Shout out to you,
We
bro.
Got your seat.
We wait on you.
And you know what?
And you put me on red.
But hold on, wait. That's what your ass get for going and sitting down with the next thing popping
from Bad Girls Club.
Instead of coming and no shade, boo, because you new to the journalist. Welcome.
We not doing that to another black sister. Go ahead, girl.
But job. The fuck? Anyway.
You left me on red, but it's cool. I ain't going to go there.
Hustle culture.
All right. Hustle culture is defined by entrepreneur.com, and it says it's the common expectation that you have to work hard and long for 24/7 with minimal time off to be successful.
Don't that sound like what I just said?
Don't that sound like what we just lived?
I mean, I'm not really living it anymore.
I'm saying lived as in past tense. That
Yeah. We have lived that.
And I feel like like this culture is so pervasive. The only reason why we live it is because everyone else around us lives it too.
But does everyone else around us live it?
Mm.
So we just recently had a Tetley talk at Kennesaw State, and we had Mark Wilson, Lauren Wilson, and Ryan Wilson. Ryan Wilson is the co-founder of The Gathering Spot. Mark Wilson is their dad, and Lauren is the sister. So Lauren and Ryan were very much different, because Ryan was like, I'm gonna go get it no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter what time it is, I'm gonna go get it. And Lauren is a new entrepreneur, and she's like, well.
Is she younger?
I think she might be younger. I'm not sure. I don't know if she's older and he's younger. I'm not sure. But at the end, what I took away from her was she's not beating herself in the ground. Like, 9 to 5 are the hours that are allotted for work.
Boundaries.
I'm working out between this hour, and I'm with my kids from this hour to this
Absolutely.
Hour. So it's like everybody is not doing hustle culture, but at the same time, when you're asking people for advice, I think this is where we get so caught up at, is when we be like, okay, so what does it take for you to do it? Oh, just keep going. Just keep working.
What you gonna do is just drop a little Kim Kardashian's.
Get your fucking ass up and work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. You have to surround yourself with people that want to work.
But that's what it is. Like, we have been trained and molded, and when we ask him for the secrets and tips, it's mm-hmm. like, just keep working, just keep going. Like, you're never not tired. I'm never tired. What Kevin Gates say, I don't get tired.
I do.
I get tired. I get tired.
And when I get tired, when I'm overextended, then I don't perform at my best. And that's that's not a let me just say this. That's not a lesson that I learned in the past 10 months. That's a lesson that has been reoccurring in my life for some time. Mm-hmm. And so the key is to learn the lesson to not have to repeat it again.
Right.
And I think I got it this time, because this last time the burnout was so real. I was unable to function. I was unable to show up in every single role and capacity that I had to in the percentage that was required of me. Because you know, like, we're influenced by social media, right? Influencer Gram, influencer TikTok, entrepreneur Gram, entrepreneur TikTok is what I mean. You know, 24/7, work. If you ain't at the gym, where you at? If you ain't in the studio, where you at? And that's not realistic. Social media in itself isn't realistic, because mm-hmm. it's literally just what you present to be shown.
Right, exactly.
And that I think that has been the biggest takeaway, or the biggest realization. Like, okay, girl, like, you want to go 24/7, but you only got 24% of a battery. Mm. So how is that going to stretch?
Some of the ways that hustle culture kind of like took over my lifestyle was like being overtly ambitious without the proper resources.
Mm.
So like I'm every day, like if you go back to episode whatever number of Black People in Corporate Spaces, of course, you know that the beginning of last year I was out here just swimming. I was out here just getting it. And I just knew that I'm finna take Nightmare Radio to the next level, because I done seen everybody on Instagram do take their podcast to the next level. So I'm in the office every day getting it, but we not turning no profit. So yeah, you overtly ambitious and you're getting things done, but you not getting the coin. Like, I seen somebody, I see this reel, somebody posted, like, which I think you said that shit to me, like, going back to work after making $100 for 3 months. That shit is real, bro. Woo. Like, you gotta turn a profit. Like, yeah, having a business is cute and being a business owner is cute, but did you make some money today?
And let me just say this, because, ooh, I'm hitting the mic and stuff. These ain't kissing it. These are ours. So we can kiss it, girl. We can kiss the white this time.
That's yours. Pack it up and take it home.
Heard. Mm.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, you know, that thing about entrepreneurism. Okay, so last year, I don't think that we discussed this on the show, because at the very beginning of the season, you had been open about your employment journey. By the start of the spring of 2022, I had been laid off as well. And so I literally was pushed into there was nothing else. And I was pushed into entrepreneurship outside of Nightmare Radio Show, right? What they don't tell you, and we'll get more about what they don't tell you about entrepreneurship later, is this shit really ain't fun. It's not fun until you got the funds. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't get fun until you get the funds. But to know that you literally have to work for every single penny that you earn in order for you to keep the lights on, thank you, Lord, by the grace of God. I ain't never had no lights off or been in a situation like that. But the amount of, like, it really, I never had to do that. And honestly, if I'm being honest, I wasn't ready to do that. I'm living as an entrepreneur that has a full-time job to back me. And so for those that are out there that are ready to make the leap in entrepreneurism and you got your savings set up, hey, here's a tip. Make sure you get your savings set up for your life expenses and also your savings set up for your business. If you can't afford to walk away from your job and support your lifestyle and support your business, then you don't need to walk away from that job yet.
Just saying, that brings me to the next one. Losing money invested.
Baby.
In ventures. Money was just gone. When we tell y'all to buy some wine,
y'all better
that's
buy.
What the... Hold on. Y'all better do. God damn it. Because if you miss Nightmare Radio, I don't even know where I'm looking. I'm just looking around.
You can look over here, girl.
But if you miss Nightmare Radio and you want it to continue to come back, support the brand.
That's right.
Buy a t-shirt. Okay. Buy some wine. Hit
Black
the code.
Black-owned businesses. Holler at us for advertising opportunities.
Or not.
Go get some wine. You support a Black-owned business, her wine.
So, yeah, losing money, that was a part of it. Okay, of course, working crazy hours without, you know, working crazy hours with the end goal being far away. Mm. Because, shit, I'm at my computer, though, and I'm finna get it in. And also putting work before family.
And I was just about to say that.
And neglecting your own personal life. Like, well, We could eat spaghetti.
No, we can't.
I'm gonna go ahead and put this down, payment on this. You know what I'm saying?
No, or we can't.
I know I need an oil change, but I'm still going to the event.
No, we you know not doing that. You know?
But the people are. The people are putting the hustle before
their livelihood.
Before their livelihood. Can't if your that. Gas light is on, baby, you need to stop at the gas station first.
Or stay home.
If your maintenance light is on, baby, you need to take care of that car.
And stay home. Because
if he ain't got no car, you can't do shit. Wait. You can't do without the car.
Yes. And for the parents out there, like, you know, don't take no food out of their mouth. Don't take an experience. One of the biggest things, and this is, I'm not saying if you just can't help it, I understand, because circumstances happen. But like, one of the biggest things for me when I lost my job and I had to rely, you know, solely on entrepreneurism, on contract work, on doing things, you know, based on my skill set, like I had to, my goal was to make sure that Skylar's lifestyle didn't change. I went without, but I didn't want my little girl to miss out on what I had already, you know, accustomed her to. And so, again, making those boundaries, we'll get into that. So all of these things, the ways that we were living hustle culture, eventually led to what? Burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And burnout, according to entrepreneur.com,
mm-hmm,
occurs in 4 stages: feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, mental distancing from a job, child, feelings of negativity or cynicism towards professional duties, a decrease in work efficacy, unplugged and unattached from social lives. Check every box. Check every box. Check every box.
Well, you know what? There came a point in my hustle journey that where I was forced away from the hustle because my people was like, baby, we can't do this. You got to go back to work. I love you, but you're going back to work.
Yeah.
And I was not trying to go back to work. So I'm not going to say, eventually, I won't say I got burnt out because I was out. The hustle was there. The energy was there. But the resources wasn't there. The funds wasn't there. The taking care of yourself wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was forced out. I would say eventually I got burned out because I had to give it up. But, you know, I don't think I had a burnout. What about you? You was burnt out?
Oh, for certain I was burned out. I was burnt out. I was burned out on my job. And one of these days this season, we'll get into, like, last year was circling it into mental health for me. Like, it was a point of contention as far as my, like, imposter syndrome and the way I viewed myself and my capabilities. And I know that was a direct response from burnout,
mm-hmm,
but in the job that I was dismissed from, and also, you know, it goes a lot to say about the type of soil you're in, you know, the type of setting that you're involved in, because that wasn't a good space for me. Those people were not watering me the way they were not watering their employees the way they should have been watered. And that's a cultural thing. But the effect of that also led to my burnout. Yeah, I don't want to show up for you because I don't feel valuable. I don't feel appreciated. I don't feel, you know, like I am good enough. But the problem, the lesson learned is, don't nobody ever have a say in that.
Mm-hmm.
When I lose my power is when I give someone the opportunity to give me a, you know, a gradient scale on what my worth is. And so when I knew that I was burnt out was when I couldn't be productive. And when it was difficult for me to wake up, or when I was sleeping excessively through the day because I was just so tired, even though I got sleep at night, it still wasn't restful sleep. It was just like the action of that. And if I can't, like, refill, if I wasn't able to refill my cup in the form of sleep or rest, then nothing else positive was going to be produced, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to stay to the vine, whatever the word says. You know, I come from 1K Fuse book, the book of the East Atlanta Ends, something about the vine. Stay plugged up into it. Be fruitful. But if you're not, then the fruit gonna be rotten.
Got you.
Revelations chapter 3:5-7.
Amen. Okay, you and KFU, shout out to y'all.
Hey.
But some of the contributors to burnout is what leads to anxiety. And of course, I was definitely open about my anxiety struggles last year. Recently, just learned how to manage it. Woke up in January and was like, hey, we're gonna get this shit together.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the year, I had a little, you know, conversation with a therapist, a behavioral health person, and they told me that my anxiety level was at a 13 based on the test.
What was the scale? I never asked that before.
I don't know what the scale was, but I just know that 13 was high.
Yeah.
Y'all like how I just refilled my cup from the back?
I'm looking back here and making sure you don't tell these lies.
It ain't gonna be nothing wrong with it. Trust me.
It's lots of space. Go ahead, girl. Tell your story. Tell them the mountain.
Anyway, by March, after learning, you know, how to manage my anxiety, because like, and you know, they might have seen it a little bit here today. Before we got started, but it was just like, I have to make sure, things gotta be right, y'all, shit, it gotta be right, and when things just don't go right, a version of me just is not pretty, but I've learned how to manage it by learning how to use my words, learning how to communicate effectively, which is why I kind of tried to communicate to y'all before we got started. You know, so it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But before, I was like, I'm easily irritated, snapping on people, hard to love people that I know I really love. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was really hard for me. But I had to learn how to, like, really manage it and, you know, do some deep breathing, be a little bit more upfront, know how to communicate properly, effectively.
The key, though... Because the words can be the words. Mm-hmm. The tone, the way the words are delivered, you got to make sure that you package it up right.
But let me tell you what my pastor, Darius Daniel
Shout
said.
Shout out to you, PD.
He said, sometimes if you got to be to be who you are, then that's what you got to do. And that's who God made. If God made you that way, and that's who you are called to be, then sometimes that's just how you got to be. Now, if the tone was wrong, again, I told y'all, I love y'all to death. But at the end of the day, the message stays the same. It got to be right.
Yes, and that's
understood. And at one little part of one little part being wrong just throws my whole shit off.
That better management on it. Because guaranteed in life, shit gonna, like niggas gonna nig, one thing at least is gonna go wrong. So if we know that we're steering a boat and it's guaranteed that at least one thing, you could be the most prepared in the world. And traffic, you ain't got nothing to do with traffic, for example, you know? We have to have our emotional intelligence at a place where it don't matter what the temperature is outside. It still stays 78 right here, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. However, you still have to do what you gotta do to not even get to the point to where you have to adjust. I feel like that's where I'm at with it. Like, I be trying to do things to where I don't even, like, if I have to adjust, I already know in the back of my mind the ways that I need to adjust, because it's already pre-planned, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's kind of how, like, I have had to learn how to deal with my anxiety, because everything's not gonna be the way you want it to be all the time. But at the same time, it's just about you know, having a plan and just going through with the plan. And of course, everything's not gonna go the way you want it to go all the time. But however, you just gotta see it through.
You know what it reminds me of? And I can't remember which wine conversation this was, where we spoke with the moms, the women's. It was something during Women's Month, Women's Appreciation Month. Happy Women's Appreciation Month, by the way, because we missed it. But you know, women's are doing our things. We had a guest on our panel, and she was a mom. She had two children, or maybe three. Maybe two. I think it was one of your friends from school. And she spoke about the type of person that she is. Very, you know, type A, career driven, things in a box, et cetera, et cetera. She tried to apply that to all aspects, right? And then she gave us what's her name? You remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Hey. She's real cute with the fashion. She gave us an example of how she had to learn how to adjust and let some of that type A go. And she applied that same type of lifestyle to her second pregnancy, which coincidentally just, you know, went differently, no matter what she did, no matter the planning and preparation and the courses for that. And she talked about how the struggle was for her to accept that no matter how much I prepare and plan, things will still be things, you know? And so I really can't remember her name. I'm gonna show you her picture afterwards. But she was speaking about, like, her journey in accepting that and learning how to move with the ebbs and flows, and being mindful of how she moves through the ebbs and flows when they occur. Because no matter how much the preparation happens, the ebbs and flows are gonna happen. So what you can control is the response as we ebb and flow.
you know?
I agree. And I feel like, and we're not talking about anyway.
Oh, no. That's just, this is in conversation to burnout as a result of hustle culture. For us being the type of people that we are, for us to like things to go the way we want them to go, and to understand that a part of that doesn't happen all the time, but what we can control is our response into that, you know?
Exactly. So what are some of the things where people can identify burnout and stay ahead of it?
So we talked about ways that you can, like the four signs, the implications of burnout, and ways that we can manage those things, right? Like communicating our boundaries, mm-hmm. but first communicating those boundaries within ourselves, and then communicating them to others, and then prioritizing ourselves in the midst of being mommy, being manager, being coworker, being business partner, being wife, or you know, relational partner, being here for her first. Was that three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else you had?
I think those are my three.
Okay.
What you got?
I say to establish your values.
Mm.
Establish your values. What do you value? If you value your business and you value your family, then you need to have like a hierarchy of which values come first.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, family is always first. If your business is coming before your family, and you might be a part of that hustle culture, and you might need to just, you crashing out. You about to crash out.
Beware, burnout is coming up next.
Family is always first, for sure.
Yeah.
but one thing that I had that I really want to say is that sometimes your plate can be full, and that's good. Like, you got this going on, that going on. But if your cup is empty, you gonna choke.
Mm. So how do we get back to filling the cup?
Get back to filling your cup, sometimes you gotta unplug.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta, you know, isolate and just lock in to everything that you need to be and everything that you wanna be and everything that you're called to be.
Mm. On your street.
On your street.
On your street.
You gotta lock in and you gotta really just unplug and you just gotta refill yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you don't refill yourself, you gonna choke.
That's right. And broken people create broken businesses. And broken businesses create broken profits. And anybody got time for being broke. For me, the source, like, as cliche as it sounds, I tried everything else. Ain't nothing like King Jesus. That's the source. For when I get back right spiritually, then everything else literally does align for me.
That's
when
true.
And usually when I get back right spiritually, the way it works for me is when I get back right on my, you know, on my physical, and when the physical comes into play, because now we got things that are prioritized, you know, like the mind and the body, and then, well, the spirit, then the mind, and then the body follows, and then everything else in the output. But the source starts for me in my spirituality, plugging back in, prioritizing the time there. And once I can get in a groove of prioritizing the time to make time to listen to God, then things start making sense. Then things, what does the song say? I ain't about to do it, singing it. Soon as I stop worrying, you supposed to come in with me. How the story ends.
I don't know this song.
Am I saying the words wrong?
Is
let
that a...
God have his way.
Who sang that? When...
Oh, now you don't ask me who sings it. Lord, girl, I don't know. Is that permission?
That's when things start happening. Yeah. I start looking at back with What you gonna do?
Let God have his way.
Let go.
Whoa.
Okay.
And then let God.
Because Jesus turned water into wine.
Period.
For the party. And no. With that being said, go to herwine.com use our code Don't Sleep. And since y'all slept this time, she had to change it to 10% off.
Mm-hmm.
10% off.
Don't y'all sleep no
of
more.
Your purchase. Oh, and guess what? Our girl done glowed up.
Check her out in the stores, baby.
She's in stores. Go to herwine.com and figure out where you can find it at.
That's a good way to say that.
So with that being said, this is
Nightmare Radio Show.
If podcast.
That's right. If your dreams don't scare you,
You ain't drinking enough wine, baby. Let's go.
Let go.
I'm just kidding.
And look, wait.
If your dreams don't scare you, then they ain't big enough. So why is she leaving me with the
toast?
Anyway.
I told you, we had another toast for the show. Headphones off and everything.
It's been cute, y'all. Y'all better tune in.
That's
right.
We'll
see y'all next time. And y'all better tune in.
Hold on.
Before we break, let me do this. Oh, wow. Oh, did we cut too soon? No, it's a picture.
Is it a picture?
A pitch up. Oh, did it go up? Put your headphones back.
Oh,
on.
Mom, I see you. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Put my headphones
back. It's like we sucked down the helium.
She over here playing.
You got the thing backwards.
Why we sound like the chipmunks? What I was going to say is, did you enjoy this episode?
Of course.
If you did, make sure you head on over to our YouTube page, like, comment, and subscribe. We'll see you next time.